This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. God damn it. I knew you were going to do it.
I did. Well, so what? We've been gone. They needed a quick laugh right at the beginning. Because you know everybody that knows me knew it was happening. They knew what was going to go on.
Welcome back to the Rigid Roosters podcast. My name is Cody, and I'm here with my most favorite shithead.
I don't know. Who is that? Because I'm not said person.
It's you, my most favorite shithead. Introduce yourself.
Hey, yo. It is Heather. Coming at you live.
I am finally back from North Dakota. We are finally recording episodes ahead of time. We are finally going to start getting you content every single Friday. Every Friday coming at you from here to the foreseeable future. God, that was hard to say for some reason.
Every time you say that, though, like my little anxiety stone that I have about it is like there, because I'm like,
no, because I'm gonna be home for at least another like week, so we are doing at least one every single day while I'm home.
Baby, you leave on Tuesday.
That's like 5 days.
Okay,
so yeah, we'll do at least one every day, get some shit planned out, and then we'll do the same thing when I'm home next time.
Okay,
you understand?
Yeah. Okay, so today, to paint the picture so you know the scene, Cody is wearing a black shirt and army green pants.
Why are you going over my clothing right now?
We are in our rooster den. I'm setting the scene, okay?
All right. Shh. You just sit over there and be quiet until I ask you to speak, okay?
Oh my God. High or not, I will still tip you over in your little chair. Don't ever.
It is not a little chair. It is a normal size fucking chair. All right? Quit. Don't you finger gun me. Don't you fucking finger gun me. You knock that shit off right now. Okay. So as we do every week, we're going to start out with a check-in. And these are going to be a little bit different for, you know, moving forward, because we're going to be recording these in advance, right?
Yeah.
So I want to do a check-in on how you're feeling right now.
Yes.
Right this very second. How are you feeling?
Good. Happy. I'm giggly and...
She's being her normal shithead, so she gets to be all happy and giggly.
Talking
about
like,
fucking chickens.
I mean, okay, listen.
Not fucking chickens, but like getting fucking chickens, want goddamn chickens.
Like touching back on the goofy episode that I had to do by myself to get it out and all of that.
That would have been last week's episode.
Yes. Aside that, I mean, I know it's the help of you making me go, and then you actually telling the doctor for me that I needed the extra help, and then Dr. Nagamali looking at me.
Because this woman, good God, this woman, we're sitting in, basically it's a psychiatrist appointment, and I was in there for some reason. I don't remember why I was there. But I had told her, you need to talk to your doctor about depression, because it's you can't just magically make it go away. Like, you have to have something that's going to either introduce those happy chemicals into your body, or you have to have medication that's going to do that, right? So I had told her, the adults are speaking right now. All right.
You better drop that
finger right now. Anyways, I had told her, you need to talk to your doctor about this. So we're in there, and I'm expecting her to start talking about this. So the doctor says, how have you been? And Heather goes, fine, I've been good. Wait a second now, let's talk about this and this and this and this, and let's go over this. And the doctor's eyes got wide. I didn't know any of that was happening. Well, I didn't say anything.
Because because until it wasn't, everything was good.
When it's not, and you have to have help. I've said this at least 100 times since we started recording again. You are Superwoman, yes, but you need help, right? You need help to stay on top and continue being Superwoman, and you not accepting that help is about to drive me to fucking drinking. Well, you gotta accept the help.
Oh, I did.
Well, yeah, but it was a fucking fight to get you to do it.
I have probably some insecurities about my mother being so...
Who never got the help that she needed.
I know, her being so wackadoo.
Because she never got the help that she needed. Let's put that out front.
But on the times that, like the stints where she'd come back from being one at those places you go to when you try to off yourself. And she was on the medicine. It wasn't, it just wasn't regulated as much as it was. So then she would like flip the script on us. You know what I'm saying? Like it wouldn't be loud and screamy, which was more our norm. That was our happy and then silly and then loud and yelly.
Mm-hmm.
But after she'd come back from those times and she was on medicine that were probably wrong, too high of a dose or something, it was like her depression got worse. So it was like she would black out all of our house.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have to open the door because I have to be, my sisters were younger than me, so I had to be quick. Like, opening the fridge door to get stuff from the refrigerator or whatever, quick enough that the light didn't, like, make my mom come out and hiss at us, you know?
Like, so, knowing that, she was like that because she never got the help that she needed. So, knowing that, why would you not go get the help that you need? If you don't want that to happen, you have to have help. You have to have medication. You have to have something that releases
because
those happy chemicals.
I have never ever needed any help in that area.
That you have admitted you've never needed any help in that area. Chances are you've needed help in that area for a lot longer than you realize. But you just haven't allowed yourself to say, I need help. Especially if it runs in your family. Especially if your mom was like that.
No, I still think this is the first time.
Okay, that's fine. But even knowing that, why wouldn't you accept that help to avoid that happening? You just said you were worried about that happening.
That's not who I am. I'm not a depressed person. So having to take the medicine for depression makes me...
You have been diagnosed and prescribed. So, yes, you are.
Well,
and it's very important. It's very important that we differentiate here. Being a depressed person does not mean that you're not happy. It does not mean that you can't be happy-go-lucky. It doesn't mean that you can't be positive. Being a depressed person or a person with depression simply means that you have things in your head that need balanced. That's all that means. It doesn't mean you're sad all the time. It doesn't mean that. I am a depressed person. I am a person with depression, and I am not like that. So you got to quit putting such a stigma on it. You have depression. You take medication for depression. it doesn't mean that you are this black cloud walking around that has to be sad all the time. That's the opposite of what it means. Some people that have suffered from depression and end up succumbing to it, nobody ever knew that they had it. One of the most famous cases is Chester Bennington from Linkin Park. I don't know if you know who that is. Hell of a singer, great fucking dude, philanthropic, I mean everything. His wife said he always, always, always had a smile on his face. Always. Mm-hmm. Until he killed himself. Because he was depressed and could not live with it anymore.
But I wasn't that way. I mean, I wasn't thinking of killing myself. It was just like I couldn't get out. I couldn't get above water, I guess.
Right. So you were in basically the introductory stages of this, for lack of a better term, right? You just said you've never suffered from it before. So this is the first time it's happening. Someone that's been suffering from it, suffering with it for years, is going to be, they're going to have a lot shorter fuse than what you had, right? So recognizing the problems and getting help and the treatment for those problems right off the bat is incredibly important. We can't put a stigma on it, because then we're going to be embarrassed to take our own medication. We're going to be embarrassed to do the things that we need to do to keep ourselves happy and healthy, right? There is no stigma. Depression is real. Depression and anxiety are real. More people today are diagnosed with anxiety and depression than ever before 2020. So COVID had an incredible impact on mental health in this country. And it is very important that people realize you can be someone with depression and you can still be happy and you can still enjoy life and you can still have a smile on your face 100% of the time. If you are feeling these things, though, you have to go get help. You have to. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. You have to. I want this for the listeners to understand, because it was such a fight to get you to admit that you need help and to go to the doctor and get that help. And even now you're still putting a stigma on it as if it's not something that's happening to you, right? You can't do that. Listeners, if you are recognizing any symptoms of depression, any at all, even if you've never suffered from it before, you have to go get help. You have to get checked out. You have to get tested. You have to be prescribed, and you have to take your medication. It's incredibly important. I would rather you do that. I would rather you talk to us than I would ever like to hear about your story on the news, ever. Okay? So mental health in this country has been at an incredible decline. It's something like 84% more people since 2020 are diagnosed with anxiety and depression. Like, that's a real problem, right? It's almost an epidemic. So we have to recognize that it is real. We have to recognize that even if we've never felt these things before, we can damn sure feel them now. And we have to recognize that we need help with those, because depression is something you can't overcome by yourself. You can't. Don't roll your eyes at me. You cannot. Let me ask you this. Since taking your medication, have you felt better?
Yeah. But I've also, like, started healing in different ways, and new things are happening, and, I don't know, happier again, so.
Right, so maybe eventually you can come off of the medication.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's the goal, right? Yeah. But in that moment, you needed help. And as someone who suffered from depression for 9+ years without ever getting help from it.
I think it proves in a way that I'm vulnerable, that I'm not like let my brain be or go to, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it feels really icky. I don't know why, like the stigma or whatever you're saying, but I just have a really good life and stupid stuff. Like, yeah. This happening.
Well, I'll go back to my example. I mean, Chester Bennington was one of the most successful vocalists of all time. I mean, multiple platinum records. The dude was a multimillionaire. I mean, he had the life. And he still had depression.
Yeah.
I suffered with it for 9+ years before I ever got help. And that was me thinking I could get over it by myself. And you can't. Even if it's just temporarily getting on medication to kickstart your brain and get the right chemicals flowing again, that's what it takes. And anybody that, you know, that has had this kind of treatment or these diagnoses before, they can tell you that the medication is never meant to be permanent, right? And your doctor will tell.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I'll tell you that this medication is not meant to be a permanent fix, right? You want to take this, get everything back in line, and then eventually come off the medication. So if you're worried about that, don't be. You'll take it for a short period of time and then try coming off of it. If things are working, then you'll come off of it and you'll feel like an entirely new person. You know, I still time to time suffer from it, but it's when I don't do the things that I need to do to take care of myself and get those chemicals pumping, right?
Yeah.
So it's very important to be able to be vulnerable, even with just yourself, and admit that there is a problem and admit that you do need help and go get that taken care of. I'm sorry. I don't mean to beat that into the ground.
No, I know. I know. It's just, you know, and you've struggled with how hyper-independent I am. And it's just being vulnerable in a lot of different ways suck.
Yeah.
When they're not taken care of. And then, I don't know. I've always, just based on just how life was, I was always the one that took care of everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, that's where I think the thing with my mom is, like, in my head is I don't want to be the person that always needs the help.
Right. But I think you've got it in the wrong light in your head. You don't want to be the person that always needs the help. And I understand that. I get it, because you are so fiercely independent. But you need to look at it as, if you don't get the help that you need, that is a possibility. That wild swings and that deregulation of your emotions and things like that is a possibility. You have to get the help that you need in order to maintain and keep things under control. That's the light we need to look at it in.
Yeah.
Cause I love her, but she never got the help that she needs, you know?
I know. And I don't want to get to that. I mean, I guess that's not definite. I don't know why. I didn't give in. It was because you told on me. And So that's why, that's how that happened.
And I'm glad that I did.
Yeah, me too.
I really am. And like I just said, you're not going to be on that medication for forever. I'm willing to bet that you could go back in there this next time and say, hey, the medication has really helped, but I would like to try coming off of it. And she's going to give you a plan to step it down and then eventually come all the way off. And if it works, fantastic. If it doesn't work, then you'll try something else.
Yeah.
And the one you're on is actually one that you don't have to wean off of. That was the last one that I was on, and that's why I liked it so much. Because you don't have to. There are certain medications for depression, SSRIs, that you have to wean yourself off of. If you don't, it can cause strokes. It can cause all sorts of deregulation issues in your brain. It can cause all sorts of problems. So you have to wean yourself off of them.
I will say, though, because we missed an appointment. We had to reschedule it like a week later. So Kobe and I had both run out of different medicines. And one of those being my depression medicine. And so like, I was like, oh, this is good. And like for the first 2 days, it was fine. It still felt normal. Felt like me. But then it was like, oh, I've got to get up, you know? And like, and it just kind of, so I see what you're saying. Like, I still need it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a week off. And I know that it's fine and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to be open and vulnerable and okay with being open and vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
But it You gotta have, if you got people like this in your life, you gotta have a little grace too, because there's a reason we're all strong, and there's a reason why we don't want to break, and right. there's a reason why.
I don't want you to think that I don't have grace with you. The message that I've been, more lack of a better word, preaching is for listeners, because there are people out there who don't have.
Yes.
What they don't have a partner that's gonna
coming at me that way at all.
Well, I want to finish saying this though. There are people that are out there, for lack of a better term, kind of on an island, right? They are single. They live by themselves, and they don't necessarily have that person that's going to force them to go get the help that they need. And that's who this message is for. Even if it's somebody that you know that works out of town, that doesn't have time to schedule appointments at home, you can schedule these appointments anywhere. You really can. And you know, when I got started doing this, it was, I was working in West Texas. I would have my appointments in West Texas, get my medicine there and everything like that. I did it in North Dakota for a little while. There are so many avenues that you can take to, you know, to visit with a psychiatrist and actually get the help that you need. But it, you know, she's completely right. And it wasn't whenever and I didn't recognize that she had depression, but whenever I started wanting her to talk about it, it wasn't me coming at her like, hey, you need to go fucking talk about this right now. It was, hey, baby, I think we might want to talk to your doctor about this. You know? And you gotta be gentle, and you gotta have some grace with that person.
I just want you to know, and I did not take what you were saying or how it happened as you forcing that on me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not worried about that. That it was a natural thing. You are somebody that knows how to catch me and has caught me every time. So that's why I didn't like instantly start fussing with you in the session.
Yeah.
Is because you did the thing I need some people to do and made the first step. Mm-hmm. And once the door opened, now she, you know, we couldn't meet face to face this time, but she still called and she still made me talk for our full 30 minutes. And she wanted an update on how, if you were back in North Dakota or if he was still here. And when I said, no, you were gone. And she was like, oh dear. And I was like, but it's been good. It's been good. I was like, I'm okay. And, I said, short of, you know, my rant, because she has me on a sleep medicine to help me sleep through the night. Mm. Otherwise, I think I'm actually like maybe like an insomniac or something. Like, because I, the way I wake up and sleep and how I can sleep in cycles or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I can't sleep all the way at night. And so she doesn't want me on it very long. And she told me this last time, one more time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, it's the only one that like I slept the whole night. Like I finally fell asleep like 10:30. And didn't wake them till our alarm, and got the kids up at 5, you know, when they started getting up at 5:30, and then I took like a nap for like 45 minutes, and I'm like, all right, you know, like, let's go for the day. I'm ready to go. I don't know where that was coming from, but that was a train track squirrel moment.
Well, I want to talk about this is going to bridge over into our topic for the day, but our topic is going to be communication styles, right? Different communication styles.
Yes.
And it'll take you a long time to figure out what your communication style is. And mine for a long time was, if there's a problem, keep it under wraps. You know, like I had mentioned a while ago, I had been suffering from depression for what we figure out. It was just over 9 years mm-hmm. before I finally admitted that there was a problem.
Yeah.
And for me to admit there was a problem, something happened. I don't even remember what it was, but Heather and I were laying in bed and she could tell that something was off. And it was like the floodgates just broke and I wasn't able to hold anything back anymore. And it was, I told her all of these things that had been going through my head. I told her for, you know, everything for years that had been going on in my head. And it was nothing with her. It was all, you know, this stuff in my head. And one of the things that the first thing she said was, you're making an appointment and you're going to talk to a therapist, like right now. And so I did that, talked to the therapist, and then they suggested I go talk to a psychiatrist to actually be prescribed medication. And one of the best decisions that I've ever made, truly, because I didn't realize, you know, I'd gone 9+ years without realizing what normal felt like, you know, and then being on that medication for, I think I was on it for like 2 years. No, it was more than that.
A little bit. It wasn't very long.
It was like,
it was over 2 years, but I think it was more like 2.5.
It was like 2.5, 3, something like that. But I was on this medication and realizing what normal felt like then. And then since coming off the medication has helped me to kind of monitor myself since.
Okay, that just resonated. Helping you feel like you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the 7-day stint that I didn't have it. I was okay for those 2 days, but then it was rough these last 5 where I got into my head about different things, about dumb things, about silly things with different people, about things that if I go back now and I'm like, oh my God, you know, that was, but that's, I feel like, okay, we've been back on it for 6 days now and I'm feeling like me.
You're feeling normal.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, like what I'm supposed to feel like again. So yeah.
And that, like, that's something that depression medication doesn't do, is it doesn't make you feel just instantly happy and euphoric and all that. It's going to bring you back to normal, right? Yeah. It's gonna put you back at where normal should
Sorry,
be.
Sorry, that just read, like, the way you've worded it, I was like, oh, light bulb.
Light bulb.
Yep.
But no, let's talk about our topic for the day. Let's talk about different communication styles. And what I mean by that is how a person communicates throughout their day, and how a person is going to tell you about different things going on in their life. My communication style is overwhelmingly texting. I hate talking on the phone. I really do. And I don't even know why. I don't like it. Right. Yeah. I would prefer to text because I can come back to the conversation, right? I don't have to sit there and remember what we're talking about and go, you know, I can come back to the conversation later, but that's not always the case, right? So everybody has their own way that they prefer to communicate. And one thing about my communication style that is frustrating for a lot of people, whenever I do get into like depressive episodes, which I mean, you guys, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you know that, I mean, hell, just even a few weeks ago, I was pretty deep in depression, but it was because I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't doing the things that I know that I need to do to fight it. Right. So, you know, I've been in and out and I know when I'm in one, and when I am in a depressive episode, I tend to shut down. And that's what's frustrating for a lot of people with my communication style is that, I won't reach out. I won't talk. And hell, even on my Snapchat still, I've got like 18 unread messages on my Snapchat. And it's just because when I'm in that space, I look at that and I'm like, God, I'm exhausted. I don't want to go through all this, you know. And 90% of it is people just updating me on their day or sending me a, you know, sending a selfie or something like that. Yeah. And it's just stuff that, you know, if I would just open it and look at it and respond, it'd take me 5 minutes to go through all that stuff.
And it might even give you like a ping of some, you know.
Right, because I guarantee half of it's boobies, you know.
Oh, so 100%.
And so I know that if I were actually just to open it up and go through it, I'd be better. And that is one of my New Year's resolutions for 2025. I'm gonna open Snapchat every single day and I'm gonna go through everything on Snapchat. And I'm going to try not leaving people on delivered at all in 2025.
That's gonna be a big one.
I want to change that a lot because several people have mentioned it that it's something that's frustrating for them. You know, and there are people that have never mentioned it at all. You know, you and I were talking about someone that, you know, her and I cannot talk for a week. She'll send me a message and I'll get it, but I'll be doing something else or I'll be in a depressive episode and I won't open it for like a week. And then I'll finally open it and I'll respond and then it'll pick back up just like nothing ever happened. And that's what I need right now.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't want to need that. I want to be able to keep that communication up, especially because it's through text message.
Yeah.
It's very easy to just fire off a quick text message, even to say, hey, I'm in this brain space right now. So if I'm quiet or something seems off, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Right. So that is one of my New Year's resolutions for 25. And I want you to kind of help me, achieve that. If you can just kind of be my accountability buddy and, you know, hey,
say that again.
Accountability buddy. You never heard of that?
No, say it again.
Accountability buddy.
One more time.
Accountability buddy. That's the last time you're getting it.
I love it. I like that word.
So you're going to be my, that word that I just said.
Accountability buddy?
Yeah, accountability.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, accountability with buddy. Accountability buddy.
Okay, that's cute. I like you saying it though.
But if you would.
Accountability buddy.
be my word that I just said so that you.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I can kind of stay on top of that. And we'll go over more of our New Year's resolutions probably here in a few episodes, because this one I think is going to come out the week before Christmas. So, but we'll go over some more probably next episode. But communication style, it differs from person to person. Like Heather has, she just said, you know, she prefers text as well, but her communication style is different from mine. You know, where I will take the time, I'll sit and I'll gather all of my thoughts before I start typing a message, and then I'll type out this big long ass message. She does not do that. She'll type out 300 messages each with its own thought. And then you'll be sitting there and your phone will be blowing the fuck up and you'll be like, what is going on? And then you'll look and she's riding the train. And it is one of my absolute favorite things in the world to see. Like if I'm at work and say I've been out of the truck for a minute, I come back and I check my phone and I've got 38,000 text messages on there and they're all from her. I grin so goddamn big because I know. And she's going to say the same thing here in a second, and I'm actually stealing her talking point right now. That's her way of showing that she's thinking about me and she's excited about something. And
I find a shiny rock in the world. I think of you. I collect it. Shiny rock might be a TikTok. It might be something from Facebook. It could be a funny memory. It could be anything. And it's going to come at you the way it comes at me in my brain. And sometimes that means it's like six texts that could have all been in a paragraph, sure, but that's not how
your brain works.
That was not what you would, if you were sitting here, that was not how I would be talking to you, you right know?
Yeah, it would be one thought right after the other. So, and you know, we joke all the time about your train.
Yeah,
we joke all the time about your train, and I said it earlier, but you can actually follow you down the tracks as you're reading these messages. You can follow the path of thought that you're taking, and it's awesome. So, but here recently, you've come up against some different styles of communication, and I want you to explain how you figured out that difference, and then kind of what dealing with that difference in communication can lead to and what it looks like.
Sure. So I'll preface this with, I have a best friend that she is a phone call person. I don't know when I quit being a phone call person, but I am definitely a text person. But that's because I can text you as my thoughts come in. You want me to save up memory and remember at the end of the day, you're losing probably three quarters of it, because I don't remember all the time. So it's just a better, easier, effective way. And if I forget something, I can go back, because if I reread or like whatever, you know what I'm saying? That I can be like, oh yeah, that's what we were talking about, and circle back. So we get back on that train. That's something for me. It's a tool, I guess, to keep me on track. So, I don't know how to explain it. One of the things that I need is, not I need, but for people that I deem important or whatever to understand, is that I text so I can like go back and like fix what I'm trying to say, or like professionalize it. But like, if I have it too muddled because I let my brain overthink the conversation or the thought or whatever, then I go back and be like, oh my God, I didn't mean to say that, or that, you know, this is irrelevant or whatever. For me, that's what I can do. Talking straight out. I mean, you guys have heard me on the podcast now. There are some times that I forget and we have to go like, Cody, take it away. Yeah. And then, you know, and then I'm like, oh, and I remember it. So that's just how it is for me. So
you came up against a different style of communication.
Yes.
And it kind of, If I remember right, it kind of puts you in kind of a weird kind of questioning sense when it happened until we figured it out, right? So yes. Why don't you explain that a little bit?
Okay. So being a texter, I kind of just assume everybody else is a texter, but also like Cody going on 14 years here, us both being texters, you know, that's the normal. Having a couple of people that were also really good texters. And I don't know. I mean, like, they either just got me or they were the same way or whatever. Then I came up with somebody new and their communication style is more like talking on the phone or like a FaceTime call or being on Snapchat video, that kind of stuff. And not even a week. How long did it take me to be like,
It was like inside of 2 days.
I mean, it was just like, I was like, I don't think he likes me as much as I like am starting to like him. And you were like, I wonder why. And you were like, don't invent things because I'm known to do that too. But then it was just like something clicked. And I was like, wait, we talk for like 2 hours in the morning almost every day while I'm cleaning the house or while he's working out in the shop or whatever. And there was a light bulb. Oh, his communication style is definitely different. Mm-hmm. And now if we don't talk, I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong? but that's just a different anxiety that we'll talk about, you know, as we go on, but it's fine. It's cool. Everything's good. But yes, that is something new, but an adjustment, I mean, is just having that moment of realization of like, oh, it doesn't matter that you're not texting me back like me and Cody would, or me and any of my girlfriends would or whatever, but like you're taking time to call. Like, you know, I mean, even if there's nothing's going on. So it's different, but I think once I got out of my head and realized the difference about it, I mean, I enjoy it now.
Well, and one thing that I had to come to terms with these different communication styles too, is like, you know, seeing that that's happening, seeing that you're getting these calls every single day and that y'all are talking for so long, it kind of put me in a headspace of, am I not doing enough?
But no, then, 'cause we're still texting.
No, and that's okay. what I'm saying.
Okay.
So we got to talking and it was like, no, there's just different communication styles because her and I stay texting throughout the day. Like, of course she'll get busy doing other stuff and I won't hear,
yeah,
you know, we won't hear from each other for a couple hours, but then it's right back up where it was.
Mm-hmm.
So all that to say, you know, yeah, it's different, but it's not that she's lacking in any of that from me.
Yeah, no, you know, it was big aha moments for us too. I mean, for you on that spectrum, because mm-hmm. it's something different.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And that, I think, you know, that was something kind of fun for us to learn together, mm-hmm. as, you know, in the lifestyle.
And in a good way.
Yeah.
It's not something that we tried and we had to be like, oh, that didn't work. I mean, this was a simple...
It kind of gave us a glimpse of different personalities in the lifestyle and how, you know, making this polyamorous relationship work is going, what it's going to take, right?
Oh, and so anyways, the next thing we were going to talk about besides that was even... having to do, okay, I said I'm a long texter.
Yeah.
I'm also a person that would rather, like, put pen to paper than text to phone. Text to, you know, the messages or whatever, like a text message. So what is your opinion on, like, because you kind of want to solve the problem right then and there. Like, how do you deal with me being a person that's not... my communication style and what I need in the moment being different than yours. How do you handle
as far
that?
As like problem solving and things go?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to lie to you. It fucking eats at me. Like whenever there is an issue and I can't solve it right away, it eats at me. Like it sits there and bugs me until we finally get a chance to talk. But it's just something that I have to deal with because I know that pestering you in the moment and trying to get something solved is not gonna work.
Yeah.
Right? There was a time where I was at work the other day and it was another misunderstanding type situation, and it was one of those deals where if I didn't deal with it right then and there, I was going to spend the rest of the day pissed off, and I can't do that. Yes. I deal with explosives. I deal with multi-million-dollar operations. I cannot have my head not right there, mm-hmm. right?
Correct.
So in that instance, I called her, and I said, I have to tell you this. I said this, and I said, I love you. I've got to get off the phone. Bye. And then I hung up. And it was like in that moment that kind of showed her what I was dealing with on my end whenever we were having that issue, mm-hmm. and then she texted me about it. We got through it and everything was fine.
Yeah.
But you know, and especially when I'm at work, I can't just sit with stuff. I can't, because then my head goes somewhere else. If I'm at home and we're having an issue, then it's very easy for me to say, I'm going to give you some space. Mm-hmm. I'll go in this room. You stay in here or whatever.
Yeah.
And we take our time. And
I mean,
because
it never takes long.
No.
I just know that I've recognized within this, the ending of my last book, is that I can definitely be a knee-jerk reactor.
Right. And knee-jerk reactions are never good. But like I was saying, I mean, if I'm here, that's fine. But if I'm at work, I have to have something, some kind of closure, because if my head is not in the game, mm-hmm. People die, and I can't have that.
Sure.
I've never had a catastrophic incident on one of my locations.
That's why you get my bland, yes, I'm okay. I pinky promise we are good. Everything is fine. Because I know you need that reassurance.
And then we can dive deeper into it later if
exactly.
we need to, you know.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, as someone, you know, the different problem-solving styles, it's frustrating sometimes, you know. But it's something that I've recognized. We're not going to accomplish anything if I come at you and we try to solve something right there, mm-hmm. because it is the knee-jerk reactions, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I have my own knee-jerk reactions. I was telling you the other day at work, I was already pissed off. I was in a bad mood.
Oh, was that when I said take a breath?
Yeah, I was in a bad mood. One of my guys said something, and I completely misunderstood what he said. I was throwing stuff. I told him that he could do all this shit on his own. I didn't have to deal with this bullshit, and I walked away. And I came back to him later, and I said, man, I'm sorry. I misunderstood the situation. I apologize. And his exact words were, man, that kind of scared me. You've never been mad at me like that before. And I was hot. I was pissed. But it was because I let myself have that knee-jerk reaction. But, you know, and I've said it before on here, and it's really fucking cliche, but there are two different me's.
Yeah.
Right? There's mm-hmm. the guy that's here with you now that is caring and that is in the moment and that wants to do all the things to try to make you happy.
Yes.
At work, there's a different guy. He still has all of those cares
say,
and everything like that.
That. Because you still have those qualities. You
but
just turn them down.
Things have to be accomplished a lot more quickly
yeah.
when I'm at work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I have to have solutions immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be I can sit and wait for 2 days for this to work itself out. No, it has to be a solution right now or things don't get done.
I don't think we really take that long to work it out.
And I'm not even talking about us. I'm talking about everything.
Oh, okay.
Right? I don't have time to sit and wait for things to be solved.
Uh-huh.
So I have to solve things right now or they don't get solved. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So it's there's two different gears, and that guy's kind of an asshole. You know, if you've met him and you're listening to this podcast, I apologize. And I let myself be that way because that's the industry that we work in. You know, I don't believe in the whole alpha male bullshit, but if it was a thing, this industry would be fucking full of them. And in order to survive, you have to have that mentality of, okay, you know, if you want to puff up, I'm going to puff right back. We're going to put each other in our places real quick, and then we're going to get this fucking job done. Right? It's not a let me care about your feelings and let's get to the bottom of why we're having an issue. It's no, go fuck yourself. I said do it this way. That's how it's going to get done, you know. So, kind of having to shift those gears coming back and forth, that as well gets a little frustrating, right?
Yeah.
Because I can't.
Well, it's a hard transition sometimes to go from that to being dad or
dad and husband.
And,
yeah.
yeah.
And I can't solve problems at home like I do out there.
Correct.
You know, and I can't solve problems out there like I do at home.
Correct.
You know, so it's got to be, that's why I say that I like working so far out of town, you know, is because that drive coming back to the house or the flight, even if I take a flight, it gives me.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
The time to switch gears and become not necessarily a different personality, but for lack of a better description, that's
like
what it is.
Relaxed or yeah,
I can
a little stress free.
Yeah, I can unwind a little bit and kind of let some of that go. Yeah. So,
yeah.
But yeah, back to your question. I mean, it does. It gets frustrating, but it's something that we deal with very well, I believe. You know, we've learned what each other needs in that moment. And that's the way that we show that, you know, while we may be mad, that we still care, right? Like, if I'm pissed off, I'm still going to give you the time that you need rather than just sitting here fussing about it, because it's not going to solve anything. And I want to solve things with you, you know.
Yeah. That's what we're here for.
And
we're
a team. Vice versa, you know, while I'm out of town, you giving me those reassurances of, yes, I still love you, we're okay, we'll talk about it later, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I need, you know.
Yeah.
And we do very well at giving each other that. And I think another thing we do very good at, another thing we do very well, is we've gotten to where we fix the root of the problem versus the knee-jerk reactions to fix what's going on right now. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's still definitely, at least on my part, takes a little bit more stepping back to be like, okay, I see where you're coming from now that it's not all emotional hot and in my face.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it then.
Yeah.
That's the only part where sometimes there's still some stumbles, I think, where it's taking me longer to get to that point, and you're just like, you already know it, you know, like we joke about the intellectuals and the potheads and stuff here, like that. Catching up, but I think we've gotten pretty good at it. And
I think we have, and you know, it's like I was saying, the knee-jerk things, you know, we've gotten a lot better at, even if one of us suggests a knee-jerk reaction, we're like, no, that's not gonna fix this situation, right?
Yes.
We need to find what is
going on deeper.
Yeah,
we've been able to be like, I understand that you were not mad at me, however, that hurt my feelings. Or like, you know, like, I understand it's probably about something, you know, what to do elsewhere. But don't forget who I am to you. Like, you know, don't forget that I love you too, and that we are in this together, or whatever it is. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think, you know, and I hate to say this, because we always say we're not trying to sway anybody into the lifestyle, but honestly, before we got into all this, we would never be able to have half the conversations we have now. Right. It just wouldn't happen. We'd sweep it under the rug and we'd go about our day.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, even you might have noticed a slight break in the podcast. I had to leave a while ago to go get the kids and come back. Before I left, we had to have a pretty difficult conversation. And there was, you know, her establishing some boundaries and some feelings, and me establishing some boundaries and some feelings. And honestly, I don't believe that we would have done that pre being in the lifestyle.
I don't even know who would have known to look for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just to clear it for anybody that would be listening to worry, everything's good.
Oh yeah, we're 100%. And that's another thing that we can say, is we have these discussions, and it's not even that we're in a bad place. We have these discussions because they need to be had, right?
Yes.
We need to say these things.
Because we want to work to keep it going.
Yeah, because we want to stay good.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So, but yeah, I mean, the different communication styles can affect a relationship pretty strongly unless you figure out how to work with them.
Compromise. Right? Well, the two big C's that Cody always says.
Yeah.
Communication. Yeah.
And, you know, I think she does an exceptional job at giving me what I need, still having that time to talk on the phone to, you know, somebody else, or, you know, she does a really good job at finding what people need and fitting that. Right. I could do better. For goddamn sure.
We could all do better somewhere, something.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about, like, with everybody. Like, how I drop off the face of the planet for a little while.
Well,
like,
and you're
that's
working
not
on
good.
That.
Yeah, and it's not healthy. So it's definitely something I'm going to work on.
You have clocked the issue.
Yeah.
You are wanting to fix the issue. And you're going to set your goal. I mean, you set the goal.
And Becca Boo, I know that I told you last year
that
I was going to work harder on this. I mean it this time. I have my accountability buddy here. We're going to make this happen. I promise.
Accountability buddy. Yeah.
But
what the heck?
So if you are running into those different communication styles, even different problem solving styles.
Accountability buddy.
The adults are trying to speak again.
Am I saying that right? Accountability buddy.
Yes, you're saying it right.
Okay.
It's fun to say. God, that word has you fucking fascinated.
Accountability buddy. It's a fun word. Do it with your tongue. Like, it makes your
I've said it like 1,000 times on this episode alone.
Accountability buddy. I don't. Okay, go.
Back to what I was saying.
Rude.
If you run into those different communication styles or those different problem-solving styles, whatever it is, you have to communicate, right? You have to say, I'm not used to this. Let me know what you need, and let's figure out how to make this work for both of us.
Yeah.
Here's what I need. Let me know what you need. Let's compromise. Let's meet in the middle, and let's figure out how to make this work. Heather and I believe, have done an exceptional job of that. For anybody listening, whether you're in a monogamous relationship, you're in a lifestyle relationship, hell, if you're even just talking to people at work, everyone communicates differently, and you have to figure out the best way to communicate with that person in order to achieve your goal, right? I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I actually went to college, and I have a degree in leadership. And I say that I never use it, but I use it almost every day, right? Because there's one class that I remember specifically that taught me about different leadership styles. When knowing a style of leadership to use on an individual, you have to know what communication style to use with that individual. And I'll give you an example. There are a few guys that I have. One of them right now is my lead operator. He has to have his ideas. He wants to do things his way, right? So if I have something that I want to have done, I can't just look at him and say, hey, go do this, because it pisses him off and he wants to do things his way. So instead, I'll go to him and I'll be like, hey, man, what do you think the best way to get this done is? And then he'll tell me, well, I'd probably do this, but, you know, I don't know, whatever you think. Well, that's a good idea. Let's try it. And 90% of the time, his idea that he was thinking of is what I had in my head already.
Yeah.
It's just he needed to say it first. Yeah. And if I need him to be saying something different, I will say, man, that's a great idea, but, you know, what if we did this? Do you think that would work?
Sure.
And then you can almost see the light bulb go off, and you're like, yeah, I think that'll work.
Yeah.
I had another guy a few years ago that, I mean, me and him butted heads constantly until I figured this out, and it was the same way. I would ask him, hey, man, what is your opinion on doing things this way? Well, yeah, I think that might work. Well, do you want to try it, or do you think we should wait? No, let's go ahead and try it. Okay, cool, man, let's try it.
Yeah.
Your call.
Yep.
You know? And, so, you know, I kind of started realizing this difference in communication styles and things then, and, you know, it's even more so now. You have to have the ability to adjust how you speak to people based upon who you're talking to. Are you going to be present now, or are you playing on your phone? Are we done?
I don't know who the hell you're talking to. I can definitely multitask, was definitely multitasking. I just accidentally clicked on the video that I was trying not to click on.
Oh, okay.
And so you may continue.
She jumped real big, and it was really cute.
You may continue.
I was done.
I was listening.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that's about all that we've got this week. Next week should be, let me think. Yeah, next week should be getting pretty close to our end of the year / New Year's episode. So we'll be going over some of our New Year's resolutions, some of our favorite things that have happened this year, because we are going to make this year a good memory.
Yes.
Versus letting
it. We are manifesting love and light and happiness as we move forward. Not to say that there will not be stress and strife, but we are going to have more love, light, and laughter.
Yep.
As we move forward.
Yep. Your experience on this planet is what you perceive it, right? So if you perceive bad and you continue saying, you know, this has been just the shitty year, and this is all going to shit, and this is all shitty, then it's going to be shitty, right?
I will say that was one thing. It's going to put another point in his favor for you. I was having a random meltdown about, God, it was something stupid. Whenever I was in Walmart, I had that rant. You know what I'm talking about? Okay.
No, because I remember you telling me this.
Yeah. He stopped and I was like, it's just been a sucky. I mean, I was losing it, guys. I don't know what was wrong with me. I mean, yes, it was close to, you know, that time. But even regardless, I don't know. So it boop. I've got my tongue is thick. Okay. But I called, and I was like, oh, man, everything this year has sucked. And he was like, no, it hasn't. And I was like, you don't know me. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it hasn't, because you met me, and I'm not a bad thing, and blah, 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 and started, like, saying other stuff that I already know, but, like, it was just somebody new slapping me in the face, but, it, like, a good way. Mm-hmm. Like, no, it's not been all bad. And that's how I know that I still need the medicine, because I'm not a negative Nancy. I'm totally positive Patsy, and that was totally a half glass empty moment, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
So I guess that's my meter when I'll be okay with coming back off of the medicine or starting to wean off or whatever.
Whenever you start viewing your glasses full again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, it's just like I said, your experience is what you perceive it, right? So, you know, you saying this has been such a shitty year, well, you're going to continue to feel that if you keep saying that, yeah. Right? But if we focus on the positives that have happened this year,
mm-hmm.
we focus on the good things that have come out
because
of this year.
Because there's been so many good, too, you know? Right.
And we can't keep saying that life is kicking our ass, because it's going to continue to kick our ass if we say that, right? So we focus on the positive things. We focus on the silver linings, and we put those out into the world for everybody to hear. And for reminders for ourselves, then that gives us a lot more positive outlook going into the next year.
Yep.
You know, even week to week, we focus on the positives that happened that week or mm-hmm. that day. That gives us a lot more positive outlook on the next day.
I mean, the kids will ride home from school and we do one high, one low.
Yeah.
After Kylie stops talking. because.
Which is usually about the time you pull in the driveway.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, or 84th that I'm like, and then she takes a breath and Kobe's like, okay, my high was blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. And then she gets fussy and we have to be like, stop talking for just a second. Just 10 seconds. We get it. You probably have ADHD like we do, but everybody gets a turn.
She is definitely her mother's daughter. For goddamn
Whoa!
Sure.
Yeah, Hundo P, man. That's my girl.
So next week will be a very uplifting episode, I think. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to record. I'm excited to record it. And then we're just going to continue trying to look for the brighter things in life, look to the future. And
find your silver lining.
Yeah, and we will try to continue every Friday coming at you with new content. So be looking for us. Don't forget to rate and review us 5 stars if you haven't already. You can do that on all of the platforms you listen on. That really, really helps us to grow. It'll really help us to where we can get better equipment. We can maybe even start doing this full time. I tell you what, if I could quit the oil field and start doing this full time, I would be so goddamn happy. Mm-hmm. You guys would have the best episodes every week. So continue to rate and review us 5 stars if you can. Reach out to us on all of our socials. They are linked in every episode. Go to those links. You can send us messages. You can ask for help. You can ask for advice, or you can tell us something that you would like to hear on the episodes, or just say hi.
And we totally squeal and kick our little feet in the air when we actually have a listener do that. So, like,
oh, we love
help,
it.
Help us get that feeling. We love being able to just jibber jabber with somebody else, you know?
Until next week, guys, remember, love yourselves because we love you. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.